Masechet Menachot Perek Yod Mishnah Gimel. The Torah tells us that the omer has to be offered mimachorat haShabbat, on the day following the Shabbat. We have a Torah Sheba Al Peh that tells us that what day are we referring to? We're not talking about the regular Shabbat, the seventh day of the week, but we're talking about the day following the first day of Pesach, when the restrictions would apply in a very similar way to Shabbat. So it's the day after the first day of Pesach, which is the second day of Pesach. That's Mechorat HaShabbat, the 16th of Nisan, no matter what day of the week it is. But there were people who denied the Torah Shebaal Peh and the tradition, the Baitosim and the Siddukim. They were people who only believed in the written Torah. They rejected Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law that we received in Sinai. And they said that Mimachorat HaShabbat, the day after Shabbat, is talking about the seventh day of the week. So according to their false understanding, Mimachorat HaShabbat, the day following the Shabbat, refers not to the second day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, but to the Sunday the following the first day of Pesach. That means you'll have the first day of Pesach and there'll be a Shabbat afterwards, the day after that Shabbat. So what Hachamim did in order to emphasize that the true tradition is on the 16th of Nisan is they brought the Omer with tremendous fanfare and a whole ceremony in order to emphasize that their path was correct. Mishnah says, Ketzad hayu osim, how would they perform the harvest of the Omer? Shiluhim b'din yotzim me'ayin of Yom Tov, the agents or the shilahim of the courts would go out to a barley field on Erev of Yom Tov, the day before Pesach, and they would make fistfuls of barley stalks into bundles by tying them together at the tips, but they were still attached to the ground when this was going on. So that it would be easier to harvest the stalks when the time arrived on the second night of Pesach. We wanted to harvest everything in the quickest and efficient way possible. So we wanted to make sure that it was done properly. We don't want to inconvenience the crowd that we're going to gather at the harvest ceremony. So what the agents would do, the shilihim of the bendin, is they would tie the barley together so that when they had to harvest it, they could do it quickly. They knew what they were taking, and they could do it as efficiently as possible. All of the residents of that nearby town would gather there at the barley field at the end of the first day of Pesach in order to attend the harvest, to be there. And when it would happen, they started walking to the barley field on Yom Tov to make sure that they arrived in time for the harvest. Only people who, of course, lived within the Tehom, the distance that they were allowed to travel on Shabbat or Yom Tov, were able to attend this ceremony. So the barley of the Omer would be harvested with a tremendous amount of fanfare to make the Baitosim and Siddukim aware that the barley is being harvested the night after the first day of Pesach. Once it became dark, which showed that the second night of Pesach was there, the person who was cutting the stalks would ask those people who were there, is it nighttime yet? Is the day over? Is it nighttime? So that I could properly cut the Omer. Omrim hen. People would all respond yes. Baha Shemesh Omrim hen. He would repeat, has the sun set? And they would all answer yes. He's making a public declaration over here, showing clearly that the cutting of the harvest is happening at the proper time. The Omer has to be cut here during the nighttime, the second night of Pesach, even though the offering is going to be on the next day, because of the connection between the bringing of the Korban HaOmer and the counting of Sefirat HaOmer, the seven full weeks that have to be temimot, that have to be complete weeks from beginning to end. So therefore, the count has to start at the beginning of the night, since a biblical day starts at night, and we'll have those seven complete weeks of counting. So at that time, the barley has to be cut as well because of this connection between the barley harvest and the counting of the Omer. Magal zo omrim hen. He would then say, should I cut the barley with this sickle? And they would all answer yes. Magal zo omrim hen. He would say it again. Should I cut the barley with this sickle? And they would say yes. Kupa zo omrim hen. Kupa zo omrim hen. He would say again, should I put the cut barley in this basket? And they would say yes. And he would say repeated, should I put the cut barley in this basket? And they would say yes. So he would make a big show at the cutting here of the barley. Vashabbat omed lahem. Shabbat zo omrim hen. Shabbat zo omrim hen. If it all took place on Shabbat, he would ask them, should I cut the barley on this Shabbat? And they would say yes. He would repeat, should I cut the barley on this Shabbat? And they would say yes. The person here is asking whether he should do the melachot and do everything that's usually forbidden on Shabbat. We're doing this in order to show that the ketzirat ha'omed, the cutting of the omed, override the prohibition against harvesting on Shabbat. Now we'll go back to a question that was asked every year, whether the harvesting took place on a weekday or on Shabbat. Exor v'hem omrim lo ketzor. Exor v'hem omrim lo ketzor. The person who was harvesting the barley would then ask, should I do it right now? Should I harvest it? And they would say, harvest it. He would repeat, should I harvest it now? And they would say, harvest it. Shalosh pe'amim al kol davar ve'davar. Each question was asked three times about every matter. Even though we mentioned the questions only two times, each of these questions was really asked three times. V'hem romim lo, hen, hen, hen. And every time they would respond to him, yes, yes, yes. The kol kach lama. Why was this done with so much repetition, so much fanfare and people showing up and so much going on here? Why don't they just cut the barley and bring it without people having to be there and without the repetition back and forth between people? Mipnei ha-baitosim. It was because of the baitosim, the sect, the group of people who denied the Torah she'ba'al peh, the oral tradition. Shehayu omrim en kitzirat ha'omer b'motzei yom tov. Because these people would say that the proper time for the barley harvest for the Korban HaOmer is not on Motzei Yom Tov, it's not on the end, it's not following the first night of Pesach, but it's on the first night after, first Sunday after Yom Tov. That's how they would learn it. Therefore, Hachamim enacted that everyone screams over here, that there's a whole ceremony so that it gets back to the Beit Tosim, and we could fully internalize, and they should fully get it, that we reject their understanding and their halakhic decision-making.